Okay,
Now,
so
and because of difference in culture, many things that is said by, say, a black man to a white Afrikaner wouldn't be regarded as hate speech because of a difference in culture. And the other way around, it would be regarded as hate speech because of difference in culture. So we have a multicultural country, or it is multicultural society, that we now have to employ and use a single standard for, like the reasonable person from this multicultural society, as the standard by which to judge whether this words were hate speech or not. And depending on from which culture you look at it, it could have different outcomes. And there you already see one of the inherent flaws in this act that wants to regulate a whole diverse multicultural society. As usual, I think the black majority would have the final say in this, and that they are going to be the norm by which the final judgment is going to be made. That means that minority groups like white people, Afrikaner people, and even the brown race people, what you call the colored
Indians,
would be drawing the shortest stick most of the time.